Welcome to the Lighthouse Church podcast. Thanks so much for joining us for this week's message. We want to say a special thank you to each and every person that gives and partners with us. To learn more about what Lighthouse Church is doing in San Bruno and across the San Francisco Bay Area, visit our website, www.lighthousesanbruno.com. Like and subscribe so you don't miss any new content. Now, check out this week's message.
We've been talking, we've been doing a series called Inside Out, and we've been talking about being healthy. And so today is the conclusion of that series because we're heading now into a time of feasting, right? It's Thanksgiving time, we're about ready to eat. So we are, though, talking about healthy hearts, healthy minds. Today we are going to talk, the message is titled The Overflow. The overflow. And so the idea that I was thinking about is that when we are healthy from the inside out, when we work on ourselves on the inside and what we put into us and what we choose to dwell on, so it's what I think about, what I focus on, then good things are going to flow out of my life. Okay, so I am, there's a guy in the Bible, Daniel, okay? Daniel and his friends, you might have heard of him. This guy, he could eat whatever he wanted at the king's palace. They had all this wonderful food, amazing stuff. But Daniel said, I just want to basically eat vegetables and drink water. And so they were like, really? That doesn't sound good. But actually, Daniel was very strong physically and mentally as a result of how he ate. It was what he was putting into him. He was not putting in a bunch of gross stuff, right? And so he felt healthy and he was wise. His mind was clear, okay? So in the same way as something like that with a physical body, this is also true with our spiritual health. When we put good things in, then there are good things that flow out of our lives. It's written all over your face. You can see it. Just like there is a glow in somebody's skin when they drink enough water. The same is true when you are spiritually investing in yourself and pouring in good things, okay? So we're learning all sorts of stuff, like how to recognize healthy habits from bad habits, how to be consistent. How many of you guys know that praise is a habit? I read a book many years ago called Make Praise a Habit, and I thought, that's a good idea. I need to make praise a habit in my life. Because people do Thanksgiving, you know, there are things that they're thankful for 30 days. Remember. But what about thankfulness all the time? Okay, because actually that's something that Scripture says that we're supposed to do. So I would like for us to turn to 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. You don't have to open up your Bible, but if you want to, you can. It says, rejoice always and delight in your faith. Be unceasing and persistent in prayer. In every situation, no matter what the circumstances, be thankful and continually give thanks to God, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Rejoice always. Rejoice always. Be unceasing, persistent in prayer. In every situation, be thankful. In every situation. Well, that's sometimes kind of difficult, huh? Because there's situations where I go, I don't even know why I should be thankful for this. I'm not thankful at all. And it's an interesting thing because I also don't want to be fake. And I know a lot of people talk about that, like Christians are very fake or hypocritical or, you know, because it doesn't come off really good when you're like, just bless the Lord, God is good all the time. You know, it's kind of like, does it always feel like God is good all the time? I don't know if I always feel that necessarily, right? This is what I'm talking about with a spiritual discipline, is that praise and thanksgiving as a habit does not mean that I always feel great about everything that's going on in my life. It means that I have a habit of positioning my heart toward God in thankfulness for who He is, and I'm thanking Him in every circumstance, not necessarily for every circumstance, but in every circumstance, knowing that there's some stuff that God is probably wanting to do in my life, and He's going to allow sometimes stuff to happen that isn't cool, that isn't fair. And He's looking for, how am I going to respond to it? And what is my heart posture going to be toward other people and in that situation? So we're giving thanks to God in all circumstances. I know that we tend to get the best out of people by thanking them. Did you know that a thank you goes a really long way? I know that at Pastor Matt's work, they really love it when he brings donuts to the safety meetings. It's like, oh, thank you. I've also noticed, like, when I used to be the student ministries pastor at the church in Pacifica, I would have, like, vacation Bible schools, and people were spending a lot of hours volunteering time. I want to say I had... first year that I did it, I had only 10 kids come to VBS, but I had 30 volunteers. And no joke, 30 volunteers running it. But the volunteers came back the next year, and the year after that, and the year after that. And, you know, I think the main reason why was because they got thank you gifts at the end of the week. I really think it. I know that Pastor Matt liked me because I gave everybody saltwater taffy, and that was a thank you. And people were like, oh, I'm appreciated for what I did. Like, somebody noticed what I did. They were thankful. And so I made it a habit. Every quarter, I was giving thank you gifts to the volunteers because a little gift, I mean, it didn't cost a lot of money. It wasn't a big thing. It certainly not cover all the hours that they put in. But it was an attitude of appreciation. And I don't know about you, but it's nice to be noticed. It's nice to be appreciated. And I know that the creator of the universe, God, does not really need my thank you. He doesn't. You know, He's still God. He's still on the throne. He is king over all. But everything in the Bible makes it so clear that He really cares about relationship with us human beings, that He cares about us and that He wants to hear from us. And so that tells me that God actually likes a thank you. He actually likes hearing thanks and praise. And like I said, He doesn't need it in the way that my dad need me to say thank you for him to go to work for me. He just did it because he loves me. But when I said thanks, Dad, for doing that, he just loved it. I remember he paid for my college. He paid for me to go to Bible college. And I remember I wrote a little post-it note, a little thank you post-it note. And I said, thank you, Daddy. You are so good to me. And that little post-it note went up. The only thing, like, he had just a couple post-it notes on his desk, and that post-it note was on his desk for the rest of his life. It was just right there in the middle. I think he just liked remembering that he had a daughter that appreciated him, you know, because it wasn't because it was a cute note or because, you know, it was just, like I said, it was just, I just scribbled something on a post-it, but I expressed appreciation and gratitude. And I'm saying all this to say that the posture of appreciating and being thankful, I think, really will change your life. And I don't think it's the power of positive thinking. I think that it's an attitude of surrender to God and appreciation for who he is. And so I want to encourage us today and just really moving forward throughout 2025 to kind of start looking at things more from a lens of appreciation and gratitude to God. And so when there's something that's not right in the world, when there's something that's not right in your world, when something is not going good, does anybody ever have that? Like a day where it feels like, it's funny to me when my girls will do this, you know, because they're 8, 10, and 12. But when they're like, this day is just horrible. Nothing is going right today. And they will say this to me. And I'm like, I'm sorry. What part of your life is that difficult? What did you have to do today that was so hard? But this is, nothing is going right. And one daughter in particular was telling me about this. And really, it had nothing to do with her. It had to do with everybody else. But we can have this feeling of nothing's going right. Or, you know, we can focus on what's going wrong. And I have found that the very best thing in my life is to say thank you, God, in all circumstances. So that First Thessalonians scripture, I think that that's the will of God for us. It's what God wants us to do. And what's interesting is when you start to thank God for things in your life, even things that aren't perfect yet, God does start to transform the situation and, most importantly, how you respond to the situation, how you respond to the people. So I've done that at different times in my life where I've been stuck doing something that I don't like because I've had things in my life that I don't like doing. I know I might seem like I enjoy everything, but not everything do I really love. There's been times like when the babies were little where it was just, not the best. Not the best at all. But I just remember going, thank you, God, that I get to have this baby. Like, that is a gift, right? And that doesn't mean that it's not difficult, you know, just because, oh, somebody else didn't get to have a child and I did, then that means I need to always just be upbeat about it. It means I need to be thankful and grateful. And it doesn't change the fact that some days are harder than others. But God's talking about us on the inside out. And when we start to practice that, then I think it changes our perspective on life. And like I said, it doesn't mean that everything's going to be perfect in your life. No, I don't think that. And I don't think that it means that we're being fake. So we're going to just kind of start by being thankful to God for the people he's placed around us. He's given us an opportunity to have even just like a meal with other people. And we can be an encouragement to people today. Like, that is a gift. We learned that through the pandemic, right? Just being able to be with people and encourage them is not something that we should take for granted. So we're going to start with that, like thanking God for the people that he's brought into our lives. That's a good starting place for me. People thank God for your marriage. And then people say, well, my marriage is horrible. I hate it. And I say, thank God for your marriage anyway. Like, let's start having that attitude of thanking God for the things in our lives, even the things that aren't perfect. Okay? Because I'm asking God to give me his eyes to see the way that he does. And not just look at it through my lens that's a little foggy and confused sometimes. And like I said, it's not that you don't actually see a problem that's real. I'm not saying like gaslight people and be like, no, you're gaslighting yourself. Like, no, it's not really a problem. Yeah, maybe there is really a problem. But the perspective that I think God is asking us to take is to be grateful, to recognize that he is working in our lives, that he cares about us. His timeline isn't always the same as our timeline. I think that's the big problem we have with being a human being. And it's the same with my kids. Kids and time, they're very confused by it. We're going to go on a road trip to Reading. And as soon as we leave, the girls are going to be like, how much longer is it going to be? You know, and we're like, sometimes I kind of say, oh, it's just like an hour. even though really it's going to be 3.5 hours. And I know that, and it might be 4, or it could be 5, depending on how slow we drive. Or sometimes Matt and I take detours, and it takes way longer to get places than it should. But, you know, their perspective on time is a little different, right? For me, I get in the car, and 3 hours later, I'm like, we're already there? Like, what? I was looking forward to a nice long drive. Like, I love road trips. God is working in your life. And it's like his timeline, it's not always going to seem like what you think. This, if you can practice being thankful, then I think what you'll be able to do is actually have patience and trust in him. It's not going the way that I want as quickly as I want. This person isn't changing as quickly as I wanted them to change. And God's like, but actually I'm God. Actually let me be God and actually trust my timing on things. It's not all working out quite the way that you want. That's okay. That's okay. That's part of the journey of following Jesus and learning to trust him. Okay? So I think that we can be more thankful and more grateful if we can recognize that God actually has control of the world and if we're willing to surrender that to him. And I can tell you as a type A control freak that has been the hardest part of following Jesus for me is the surrender of control of my life and of the details, because I think, oh, but I know how that should go. I know. And God says, but actually, I have a better way. Would you trust my better way? And I know that it might take a little longer than you would like or look a little different than you thought, but would you trust me with it? So here's what I want us to do. I just want to read Psalm 103 to us. This is Psalm 103. Bless and affectionately praise the Lord, O my soul. And in fact, I would invite you to close your eyes to listen to this. Bless and affectionately praise the Lord, O my soul, and all that is deep within me, bless his holy name. Bless and affectionately praise the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget any of his benefits. Who forgives all your sins, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies your years with good things so that your youth is renewed like the soaring eagle. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways of righteousness and justice to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in compassion and loving kindness. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins as we deserve, nor reward us with punishment according to our wickedness. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his loving kindness toward those who fear and worship him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Just as a father loves his children, so the Lord loves those who fear and worship him. The loving kindness of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to those who honor and keep his covenant and remember to do his commandments. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his sovereignty rules over all. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you who serve him and do his will. Bless the Lord, all you works of his. Bless and affectionately praise the Lord, O my soul. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Lighthouse Church's podcast. We hope today's episode has enriched your faith journey. If you have any questions or want to learn more about our church, visit www.lighthousesanbruno.com. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss an episode. See you next time.